I don't think they will. Garmin got it figured. Garmin said that they went out of their way to say, now look, and this is where I want to press Lynn again today. Lynn said that they went out of their way three times in the conversation. We want to talk to Ron privately, totally privately, and Jerry, for the sole purpose of determining what Dean said in terms of guidance. Strictly limited to that, that there's no other reason. And he said they went on and on and on and out of their way to state that. So I think we should do it.
I do. Be very forthcoming. Well, there comes the charge. Okay, assuming that that's the charge he's made. Assuming he has a document he had written, can't leave it, 43 pages in length, which he recounts. Cut the conversations we've had. It's probably my word. First or second privilege. That was the question. That was blackmail. We were, well, that's another good point. You just remember that the white person, that was blackmail. Sure. We had that. We've got to really smash it for once and for all.
I think Dane
Dean is going to overstep his own. He's going to lie too much here. Even the little thing that Jack Addison pointed out. Was he in the office on September the 13th? Hell no, he wasn't in the office on September the 15th. Baldwin wasn't even in the office on September the 15th to discuss it. Because who the hell was I? Didn't know who the hell was. And Diana did all the magic for Billy.
Thank you.
see him, huh?
It's going to be very hard for them to prove. It might even be hard for them to prove on the show. I don't think so. Recruiters, no. But Dane isn't going to be any helping. I don't know whether they can get him on the conspiracy thing or not. It may be that he doesn't want to mention the victim.
Got to figure that if he has good lawyers, he's trying to draw us out.
Wow.
So we've got to be very careful on the statements. In other words, if he's trying to draw us out,
don't. Okay, Rob.
Then at some point, and this goes back to all of this environment and so forth, then he could come out with proof.
That's right.
Now at this point,
okay.
Contrary to something that we said, and then he's got us in the public. Not sure, but he's got a very good public image, a public relations coup there.
That's right. If he proves that we lied.
That's right.
And therefore, what you said about honesty was totally true.
Right.
He never authorized protection.
Right.
And indeed, no said that. Well, the point is that Dean knows them. He knows them better than anybody else. But where he lied, where he said earlier, he saw Ehrlichman coming to my office and asked me, and then he came back. Ehrlichman never came back. Never discussed it. Which Ehrlichman will say.
Even if Ehrlichman didn't say that.
Well, I never heard
of it. No, of course not. But the point of it is, I'm not.
Yeah.
Anyone who walks out of this office and says to someone else, the president told me to do this, you can't sustain that.
The other point that he was trying to suck us out on was the one that September 15th meeting. That never occurred, but we haven't denied it.
No.
I just wouldn't bother. I know it never occurred, but that's just a good one to hold for the future, to get at his credibility. And you say that he did not pin down the date he resigned. He says in the spring he submitted his resignation, or I asked for his resignation.
Yeah, right. In the spring, which would have been in April.
Yeah, the spring. Actually, the date was April 6th, April 15th. And I had that Monday morning. That's what it was. And we did not take it for the reading. Well, one last thing on this little rumble on I want to be sure that you don't. Who is creating the rumble about the testimonies of the New York Times?
Right.
About the fact that I directed Peterson. What are they saying?
Well, basically, the thrust of it is that
I delayed.
That there was
a delay?
No. That there was a delay in presenting the affidavit because of national security considerations. Now, Jim Wehart of the New York Daily News talked to the Justice Department, and the Justice Department just cut ribbons and holes in the New York Times story.
Good.
And they're moving it from over there, and that's why I'm inclined to think, let's keep it over there.
Because they're asses out there on that one.
Sure.
So let's leave it right.
Just leave it alone. And then there's a denial in the story and everything else on it.
Okay. What? Talk about that tape?
Yes, sir.
Well, skip cracks. I don't know before why he would flip out the new cracks. Crap. You think it's part of his description? I don't know why he flip about the news we crack out little by little, so forth, to begin with.
Probably what this whole.
You think it's part of his strategy of
shock there?
Putting out little.
because he knows that nothing happened out of the bed. Now, I think he probably went his whole shot there.
Here. But he knows that Mitchell indicated awareness. Well, why didn't he use the bed?
Because he knows that nothing happened out of the bed.
Not here. But he knows that Mitchell indicated awareness.
Well, then that's his problem. That's Dean's problem, sir. Well, then that's his problem. That's Dean's problem. He's not going to... problem, sir. He's not going to put something out that's not going to discredit him. He's not going to...
It might even be Thank you. Yes, sir.